Today is September 12th. These are today's vital statistics. Gloria M. Lowe, 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday, September 8th. A visitation will be held today from 4 until 6 p.m. with a service at 6 o'clock at Max A. Sass and Sons, Green Ridge, in Greenfield. An additional visitation will be held Monday, September 14th, from 2 until 3 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Gloria Lowe is survived by her children, Rhonda and Keith Kirka, Lori and Tom Stouter, and Jeffrey Lowe. 5 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, many other family and friends. Gloria M. Lowe, 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center. Deborah Curitan, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly Campus Dean and Chief Executive Officer at the University of Wisconsin-Richland in Richland Center, died August 27th. A memorial service will be held Sunday, September 13th at 2 p.m. at the University of South Carolina, Lancaster, Bundy Auditorium in Lancaster, South Carolina. Deborah Curitan, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly of Richland Center. Louise Ann Nottigal, 91, of Yuba, died Tuesday, September 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday, September 14th at 11 a.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Czech National Cemetery. Visitation will be held Sunday, September 13th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. and again Monday, September 14th from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. Louise is survived by 3 children, Richard and Deborah Nottigal, Deborah and Randy Kiyomi, and John Nottigal. Siblings, James, Robert, Ruth Ann, Marilyn, Sue, Kathy, and Karen. Sister-in-law, Lillian Hatfield. 7 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Louise Ann Nottigal, 91, of Yuba. Lavon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg, died Sunday, September 6th. Funeral services will be conducted at 11 a.m. Tuesday, September 15th at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Visitation will be held Monday, September 14th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the funeral home and again Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will follow in the Walton Cemetery. Lavon is survived by her children, Lisa and Kevin Rosler, Wendy and Kenneth Grunert, Frederick and Kirsty Grunert, Crystal Grunert, and Doreen Grunert and Kurt Harrits. Her siblings, Burdell Schrank, Janie and Mark Palmer, Danny Palmer, Beverly Palmer, and Willard and Lori Palmer. 7 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, many other relatives and friends. Lavon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Monday, September 7th. A funeral service will be held at the Richland Center United Methodist Church at 11 a.m. on Thursday, September 17th, with a luncheon to follow at the Phoenix Center. Burial will take place at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be held at the church from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Wednesday, September 16th, and also from 10 a.m. until the time of service on Thursday. Deb is survived by her husband, Alan, sister, Diane Christensen, brothers, Dick and Jan Reinhardt, Dean and Lori Reinhardt, John and Mary Reinhardt, brothers-in-law, Jim and Chris Walling, and Tom Walling, sister-in-law, Cheryl Longmire, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center. Carol R. Mindum, 83, of Boscobel, died Tuesday, September 8th at Gunderson Amplify Hospital in La Crosse after a brief illness. A memorial service celebrating Carol's life will be held Friday, September 18th at 12 noon at Backroads Methodist Church in Mount Zion. Pastor Eddie officiating burial at a later date in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call on Friday, September 18th from 10 a.m. until the time of service at Backroads Methodist Church in Mount Zion. Carol is survived by her husband, John Mindum, their children, Mark Rounds and Carla Hines, Julie and Bob Fry, Andrea and Aaron Wells, Michelle and Jeff Eichland, and Monica and Dean Tainter, 12 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Carol R. Mindum, 83, of Boscobel. Philip Schultz, 91, of Muscadet, died Monday, September 7th at Amplify Health in Boscobel. Funeral services will be held at 12 noon, Friday, September 18th, at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet. Visitation will be held Friday, September 18th, from 10 a.m. until the time of service at noon. Burial will be held at Wisconsin Memorial Park in Brookfield, Saturday, September 19th, with a service to be held at Memorial Park in Brookfield, with service to be held at 1:30 p.m. at the Chapel of Flowers. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Philip is survived by his children, Steve and Carrie Schultz, Les and Vicki Schultz, Wayne and Michelle Schultz, Kathy Schultz Wolfram, and John and Sally Schultz. 13 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Philip Schultz, 91, of Muscadet. Lois May Miller, 76, of Richland Center, died Tuesday, September 8th. Funeral services will be held Saturday, September 19th at 12 noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bowen Mills Cemetery. Visitation will be held Saturday, September 19th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 10 a.m. until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Lois is survived by her sister, Karen and Wayne Hartley, many other relatives and friends. Lois May Miller, 76, of Richland Center. Bradley Sandmeyer, 83, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday, September 5th. Graveside services will be held Wednesday, September 23rd at the Ash Ridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Brad is survived by his children, Jeff and Wendy Sandmeyer, Debbie and Tad Zettelmeyer, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Bradley Sandmeyer, 83, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center. David Virgil Del Camp, 86, of Muscadet, died Tuesday, September 8th at the Richland Hospital. A private family mass will be held. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. The family requests memorials in David's name be directed to OLMBS, St. John's Catholic Church, or the Riverdale Education Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. David Del Camp is survived by Brother Ken and Dixie Del Camp of Muscadet, Sister Sue Ann Baxter Goodconnect of Spring Green, brother-in-law Dick Palin of Muscadet, many nieces, nephews, great-nieces, and great-nephews. David Virgil Del Camp, 86, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, a son was born to Kay and Cody Keene. Congratulations to the family. This concludes today's Vital Statistics.